故事。
Hello, this is Chris 200, and you're listening to Audio On Demand. $500 of GM product strapped to my ass.
Hello and welcome to Audio On Demand. Today is August 18th, 2005, and I'm just cruising along here on I-80. Just going to cross the Platte River Bridge, and as I was doing the announcement there, the tag, I noticed a couple of deer. So usually a family there of three. And they were out having their breakfast or dinner, whatever it is for a deer at this time of day. So, hey, I'd like to welcome everybody that had kind of heard my quasi-promo slash commentary that I had sent Corby the Twisted Pickle. And, hey, I invite you to come and take a listen to some of the archives. Some of the earlier shows have a lot of audio artifacts in them. The majority of the time I record the show on the road using a Creative Movo. I don't have air conditioning in my car, so if I crack a window, it tends to peek out the recorder and give you some hot spots or some clicks there. So I'd like to thank Corby for putting that up on his cast from yesterday. So, wow, it's kind of exciting. I went from 17 people to 25 in about a day, so it's pretty cool. So what's been going on in my life? Last week, if you go back a few shows, it's called From the Depths of Depression, and boy, I tell you what, I was really, really down on myself, and boy, I just couldn't deal with this job anymore. I said, fuck it. On Friday, I don't know exactly what we did on Friday. Actually, I know what I did. I worked really late. I worked till about 8 o'clock that evening. And then came home, basically went to bed. And then the next day, we went to the zoo. Ooh, a sensational moment there. And one of the things I did on Friday at work is I had some questions, some engineering questions to kind of clear up in my head, and I went ahead and emailed a professor of mine from when I was going to school and that, took a class with him about a year ago, yeah, something like that, probably 2 years ago. So I emailed him this question. I didn't get a response. Usually he's pretty good about getting a response, but I know he recently had a little girl, and probably pretty busy doing that. So anyway, jeez, what the heck was that all about? 17 County, hopefully that isn't Falls City. Those people are crazy down there. Did we do the farmer's market? Yeah, we did some farmer's market activities on Saturday. Boy, what else did we do? We seemed to be pretty busy on Saturday. Sunday, we went to the zoo early in the morning. Skipped out on church. And went to the zoo. It was really cool here. It wasn't the 114 degrees that it had been in the past few weeks. And we said, that. Here's an opportunity. A Sunday morning, let's go and do it. So we did it. And about halfway through our little journey there, or maybe it was close towards the end, I'm not for certain, but we ran into that professor and his wife. And I used to work with his wife at my previous job. And we chatted a little bit, and, you know, she was asking me what I was doing now, and, you know, I said, yeah, I'm working there, and, you know, I'm not too crazy about the job anymore, it pretty much sucks, blah, 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 still looking for a job. And on Monday, I get an email from the professor, kind of with the spiel of an answer to my question, which, you know, answered my question, and then he, at the end, said, you know, here's a tip of a possible opening of this position, blah, 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 blah. I was like, oh, that's cool. He's helping me out a little bit here. The position in town, I wouldn't have to be doing this traveling back and forth, something I want to take care of before the winter hits. And so, like, cool, you know, I emailed it back, I had a few questions about the position because wasn't quite sure what the deal was there, and come to find out, his wife had lost her job in this spring sometime, and got that position, and started the job, and been there for a few weeks. Got another offer from another company that she interviewed with that was something that they couldn't compete with, and so she quit after just being there a few weeks. So I'm like, wow, that is awesome. Here's a job that opened up because the person that took it got a better offer, and it was probably more money, puts the hiring manager in a position to say, hey, you know, I can't keep people here. I need to pay these folks a little bit more money. So that's going for me. And the second thing is, you know, I've got somebody that's gone through the process and actually, I guess, won the interview process. And, you know, get some insight on what's going on there. So I've been happier than pig and shit here the last few days. That job has been posted. And, Jesus, you know, I hope my excitement over all of this, I hope I don't jinx myself on this. You know, it's a position that I've been wanting to do for I don't know how long, and it's in an industry that I've been wanting to get into for a long, long time, and it's something that I've always kind of kept my eyes open for, and I tell you what, I'm just really, really excited about it. It's kind of got me out of my depth of depression there that I was dealing with earlier, so I've been working on my resume, I've been working on my cover letter. I had a little talk with Jim last night on the phone. Sounds like he's been having an adventure at his new job. he kind of helped me out, kind of coming up with some different power statements and stuff like that to put into the cover letter and resume. He was kind of telling me about some of the issues he's dealing with down at his job. I guess he's got a lot of folks with a lot of experience. They have many years of experience, I should say. The way he put it is, yeah, they've got 20 years experience. They have 1 year experience 20 times over. And, well, I know what that's like working with a group of people like that. So he's looking at making some adjustments in his staff down there. He's the head honcho down there, and anyway, he was telling me some funny things about this particular individual that he was looking to open up for different different opportunities for himself. So, you know, we got some sort of construction thing going on here on the interstate right before the weigh scales. We want everybody to get over to the right. I have, there we are on the rumble bar. I don't know what the heck they're doing here. Got a bunch of the median tore up. And now we're going back over. So, there's the other rumble bar again on the same tires. Back to 75. So anyway, boy, what else has been going on? Not a whole lot. Tried out a new barbecue place, at least for me it was new. I've been wanting to try it for quite some time. I haven't been able to get my wife to go out and do this. And so last week we went to Council Bluffs and we're kind of messing around in the mall looking at different things. And there's the restaurant, was the particular restaurant I was interested in was right there. So I talked her into coming back this week, and we tried it. So it was actually pretty good. It's a barbecue place, Skeeter Barnes. We had the the feeder or the trough or something like that. It's kind of like a sampler. I think it came with four different smoked meats, three different sides. We got some bread on the side. It was pretty good for a barbecue joint. Haven't been to a barbecue joint like that in a while. We got the ribs, the pork, chicken, and brisket. And for the sides, we got some steamed vegetables, which Boy didn't really care for. I don't think anybody ate much of the steamed vegetables. There weren't for a whole lot. And of course, the obligatory barbecue baked beans. And they had sweet potato dishes, so we went with a bourbon sweet potato, mashed sweet potato, which was really good. So if you've got a Skeeter Barnes in the neighborhood, give it a try. I'm not sure where they're at. They're a chain, of course. And I'm not sure where they're at in their expansion across the United States or what their plans are, but there's a few restaurants in the area that I know of, and it wasn't too bad for a barbecue place, at least a new barbecue place for me. And my wife was so happy with the sauce, we had to go ahead and buy a jar of sauce. So I've got some Skeeter Barnes sauce in my fridge right now. That hopefully we can try on something I need to do. I think I really need to do that. I need to get the barbecue out again and give it a whirl as far as, chicken or some sort of pork or beef. I haven't really been doing a whole lot of grilling this year. So anyway, with that, we're at about 13 minutes here, and coming up towards the Waverly exit, and run out of things to say. Is there anything I can ask for from anybody out there? Send your love to me on this job opportunity. It's prayer or meditation, or just keep me in your thoughts, because ever listen to Art Bell or Coast to Coast, they have kind of demonstrated how that does have an impact on some things. And if you've ever gone to church, I'm not trying to come across as a churchy or a crazy Christian or whatever, but something I really want to get into here, and I know there's going to be some challenges and some frustration with it, but I really need to get out of the position of where I'm at, because I am just about ready to lose it there. So, anyway, I'm going to sign off for now, and I'm again, thank Corby over there at the Twisted Pickle for putting a little shout out to me, or my little promo slash comments that I sent him. He put on the end of his show, and I'd like to thank everybody that came in to check me out. If anybody out there wants to send me an email, go ahead and send it to me at chris200@gmail.com or chris200@yahoo.com. That's with 2 and 00 at the end of Chris, not spelled out. So, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Have a good day, and I'll be back in a few days, or maybe sooner. So, thanks again, and see you later.